Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Good afternoon. It is Lanice Williams with Cobb Edition of Business Radio X, where we highlight the best and the brightest in and serving Cobb County. And today I have the pleasure of having two gentlemen here that are going to tell all of you all about the IB program at Campbell High in Smyrna. I have Mr. Dan Pinnick, who is actually, I called him Dan the Man, because he is the program director, the magnet program director at Campbell High, and also Joseph Marlborough, who's not unfamiliar here, who actually has a son who is enrolled in the IB program. So he's going to tell us about his experience. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Mr. Pinnick, so for those that are listening that don't know, which was actually me, I was in that category about a month ago. Can you tell them about the IB program at Campbell?
First, thanks for having me.
Of course.
I always love a chance to be able to talk about the program and school that I'm associated with, because it's a great place to be. The IB program at Campbell is a magnet program, and that means it's designed to attract students from all over Cobb County for study in our particular area, which is the International Baccalaureate Diploma. The IB is what we call it, and the IB is a comprehensive program for students to study advanced subjects in all different areas. Mm-hmm. So you might hear about high schools that are focused on math and science or performing arts or something like that. Our program is really designed to build on students' experience in every subject area to prepare them for success in college and careers across the board. So we get a range of students from Ackworth and Kennesaw, Marietta and Austell and Smyrna, where the school is located, that spend 4 years with us studying a little bit of everything to become experts in whatever field they want to be down the road.
And how long has this program been at Campbell?
The program has been there since 1997.
Okay.
It was the first authorized academic magnet program in Cobb County. And I've been there for the past 6 years.
Awesome. So how many students are actually enrolled in a program like this?
This fall, with our new incoming freshman class, will be just over 400 students involved in the program, 9th grade through 12th grade, so it'll be about 420. Mm-hmm. This year was our biggest year in recruitment since I've been there. We had about 650 students apply to be in the program for the 9th grade, and we accepted a good range of kids, and we have about 125 that will be joining us this fall.
Oh, wow, so there's a lot of disappointed applicants out there.
Well, like I say, you know, we can't take them all,
right?
Because the function of public school is we don't have space for everybody. So there is an application process that we go through, and we believe we select the students that are best for what we do. Mm-hmm. Some students obviously will have other opportunities that they pursue in other high schools or other magnet programs or private schools. But yeah, we select those that we feel like will be successful, and the track record just speaks for itself. We've had a lot of good kids come through and go on to do great things.
Great. So speaking of this application process, what mm-hmm. is the criteria?
Generally, in the eighth grade year, students will apply in the fall of eighth grade, and we'll look at their academic grades from middle school, mm-hmm. so sixth, seventh, and eighth grade. We'll look at their standardized test scores, so how they've done on those that sort of show us normed nationally how well they do. And then we'll look at teacher recommendations. Four of their teachers that they have in eighth grade will write references about them and how they do in class and how they get along and what kind of work ethic they have, things like that. Mm-hmm. And then they'll have an admissions exam, an exam that they take either during the school day if they're a public school student or on a Saturday if they're a private school student. We'll look at that exam score. So it's sort of four data points that we use to look at them as applicants. And then we'll look at their overall application. So they'll write a little bit about themselves, mm-hmm. What kind of things they're involved in, what kind of things they do outside of school. That gives us a little bit of sense of what they are qualitatively. So we get sort of a little bit of data and then who they are as a person and right. Sort of make a determination on that.
Well, that's awesome. So you're not just considering just their GPA. You're looking at more than the GPA.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a big picture of who they are as a student, what kind of goals they have, what they're involved in, and then the fundamental aspects of who they are academically too.
Awesome. So what if someone applies for their freshman year and they unfortunately aren't accepted? Can they apply again?
Unfortunately, the door kind of opens at the beginning of freshman year, and that's pretty much it. Because they have 4 years to spend in the program, it's kind of hard to open a later window and have students be able to do everything that we do. So it's students apply in eighth grade, they join us in ninth grade, and then they spend the next 4 years with us.
Okay. So what about the students that graduate? Are they considered for, I guess, more Ivy League schools, or where do they tend to go?
It's a broad spectrum. So we do have students that go far and near, I think. In the state of Georgia, obviously, with the Hope Scholarship and Zell Miller Scholarship, a lot of kids will matriculate to University of Georgia and Georgia Tech. This year, we posted some really pretty good numbers with those. Our in the fall, the students that applied early, in the early action window, 100% were accepted to University of Georgia, and 93% were accepted at Georgia Tech this year. So those numbers are really good for us. But we do have students this year that have been accepted at Harvard and MIT, Johns Hopkins University, Duke, Stanford, places like that. So we'll see some of our students leave the state to go to those kind of big name schools. But they really, you know, they have a chance to do whatever's important to them. That's what I always tell them. If you've got a goal, you know, to go to one of those big name schools, we're going to help you get there. If you want to go be a Bulldog, we can help you get there too.
Great. So what does a school day look like for an IB student as compared to what a school day would look like for a, I guess, general ed student?
That's a great question. I would say because the IB program is focused on high academics across the board, I'd say most of the school day for our students is in English, math, science, social studies, foreign language. They don't have PE or sort of general elective classes that a lot of normal high school students would, that I had when I went to school in Fulton County. So it's much more a rich academic environment for them during the school day, focused primarily in those big areas.
So what were the subjects again that you focus on?
English, social studies, math, science, foreign language, and then students have the option to add extra subjects. Right now we offer economics and visual art as extra subjects the students can take.
Okay. And are they able to get any type of college credit for this program?
So a lot of what people are familiar with when it comes to high school is the Advanced Placement Program or AP program that the College Board runs. IB is very similar to that in that way, that students take exams at the end of their IB courses just like they would an AP, and they can earn college credit by high performance on those exams. So we do have a lot of kids that take AP exams or AP classes, and they take the IB classes that are with our program. So ultimately, you know, most of our students, they were actually looking this up this week because our seniors are making their decisions on where to go to college. And so they're looking about what kind of credit they can get based on their exam score. So most of them will arrive in college usually between 25 and 35 hours of credit.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah, they do pretty well. And that obviously that saves moms and dads an extra tuition check.
Yeah.
the best story we've got is a student that went out of state to Florida State University, and she got 65 hours of credit.
Wow.
Walking in the door. So she was technically, she was a third year student on her first day of college.
Wow.
That's incredible.
That is incredible. Yeah. It's all based upon the choices you make for high school.
Yeah, and we've got motivated students, great families that support them, because it is a challenging experience. It is a rigorous road to hoe because we want them to be prepared to do a lot of good things down the road. But they do very well, and they earn those opportunities for sure.
They're definitely prepared for college.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah, I can say that with certainty that, you know, I don't want to say they all come back and tell us that it's easy, but we've had students that, you know, come back and visit from Georgia Tech or you know, out-of-state schools, big schools like Northwestern, and they say nothing really surprises them. They're used to working at a high level. They're used to being challenged and writing a lot and doing things like that. So we feel like they get to college and they're not surprised by anything they see.
That's awesome. So I know that there are other schools that offer this IB program, right?
Yes.
So, but is Campbell the only one in Cobb County?
So in the Cobb County School District, yeah, Campbell is the only one that offers the IB program.
Okay.
Marietta High School, which is in the Marietta City District, they also have an IB program too. But typically you would see one school per school district that usually has an IB. So there's one or two in Fulton County. There's a couple in Gwinnett County because Gwinnett's pretty big. But in Cobb, Campbell High School is the only one that has its IB program.
Okay. So I know you spoke of this rigorous coursework, so I'm sure Mr. Malbro can attest to that.
Yes.
With your son.
Yes, I have a junior that's in a program, Evan, and he's doing very well. It definitely challenges him daily. He stays up many nights at 2 or 3 in the morning, finishing homeworks and assignments.
Wow.
And you know, submit them online. So it's a great program. It definitely challenges him. He sees the big picture and sees the opportunity that the IB program affords him. And, you know, he's looking forward to going big. So he wants to go to an Ivy League school. So hopefully, you know, the IB program will help him, you know, make that leap and get into the big leagues.
So what made you as a parent select Campbell IB program over the other schools or the schooling? Is Campbell in your district?
Campbell is in my district. So we were zoned for Campbell. Mm-hmm. And so my son did apply for three other magnet programs within the county. Mm-hmm. And he basically just ended up at Campbell. Mm-hmm. Before that whole process, I wasn't familiar with the IB program either. You know, as I think most parents could probably say the same thing for the last couple of years, but now very aware of it, aware of its benefits, and, you know, glad that they only have an 11th grader in the program, but a rising 9th grader who also just got accepted too. So we'll
be a two IB
household. Mm-hmm. So we're very excited about that.
So I wish we could have your kids here to tell us what they thought about the test. How did they feel about the whole application process? So you as a parent, how did you feel about the application process?
We worked with them basically, and actually we kind of worked as a team with my wife and my sons for the most part to get it done, to make sure, you know, they put their best foot forward basically to take advantage of the opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I know you didn't see your child perform at another high school, but how do you feel, I guess, about 8th grade compared to 9th grade? Was it a big transition for him to go into the IB program?
Yes. Again, not knowing what to expect, basically. Mm-hmm. Both boys are very smart. My son, Evan, he's always been a smart kid for the most part, but this took him to the next level. Mm-hmm. I don't think he was aware of.
Challenged him
more. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, first year it was an adjustment, but by the second year, he realized what he needed to do basically to get to the next level.
Mm-hmm. So, are you an advocate?
Most definitely. for me,
I hope so.
Yes, for me, it's like a private school education. So, but it's, you know, it's taxpayer supported, so it's a win-win across the board. So yes.
Yeah, it's great to know that your child is being challenged.
Yes,
I mean that's not a really good feeling. I mean, I don't have any high school age children, but that's my goal, is to always make sure my children are challenged, because I don't want them to regress. I don't want them to get too comfortable. I want to make sure they're adequately prepared for everything that's going to come their way.
And I think it puts him in an environment where he's seeing, you know, what his other classmates are doing, basically. So he's always aware of his GPA and what grades he's making.
He's making
it very competitive, definitely, which I think is great. Mm-hmm. It's great for him, it's great for the other students, and it's great for the program.
Yeah, it's great when you have high-level competition.
Exactly.
And we try to keep it, you know, competition in high school can be fierce, and sometimes it can be a little bit difficult. Mm-hmm. But we try to keep an atmosphere that the students are collaborative and they work together a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So no one ever feels like they're, you know, trying to cut above everybody else and do better and not help anybody along the way. Part of what the IB does, in addition to offer high academics, is one of the requirements is service to others. Mm-hmm. So they have to invest in community service and service to the school and other people. And I think that spirit lends itself to what they do in class as students too, that they're always working together. They're trying to help each other get along. So it's not, I'm going to make the A and I'm not going to help you get a B. You know, it's very much a spirit of cooperation and collaboration, which I think is a good thing long term. Whenever they get in college, they'll have to do things. When they get in their careers, they're going to have to work with people. So that element, I think, helps them a lot in high school, especially.
Becomes like their little IB family.
Yeah. Exactly, literally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they spend a lot of time together, that's for sure.
Yes.
By the time they graduate, they know each other very well because they're in academic classes together for 4 years, so they spend a lot of time
together. And they're in all classes together, right? They don't switch classes. They're all in the same class, basically.
Yeah, so when they go through their 4 years, English, math, science, social studies, they're always in class together in those.
So they don't get a break from each other.
No. Nope,
so they have to get along. They have to work together.
Yeah.
So it sounds like it's encouraging all sorts of different dynamics within the children.
It is. It's a good thing for them. And they're in academic classes together, but they are a part of the whole school. So we have kids that are, you know, pursuing the IB program, but they're also playing football or playing basketball.
Oh,
or they're in student government. They're a part of the whole school, which is a really important part of what we do, is make sure the kids get that full high school experience.
Right,
they get
important.
To go to prom and do all the things the high school kids do. But on the side, they're doing very much a very, very unique academic experience.
So I guess just to get a better idea, is it, I guess, more so freshmen are getting sophomore work, or what is it? Or is it just extra work?
I would say it was college level courses from what I understand.
Yeah, a lot of what they're going to do, especially in the junior and senior year, is mm-hmm. essentially college work. Mm-hmm. So that means, you know, the ninth and 10th grade years is sort of accelerating them through what high school is going to be like. But our schedule is set up so that they finish most of what high school has to offer at the end of sophomore year. So they've got enough. They've got about 75% of their credits to graduate high school at the end of sophomore year. Mm-hmm. And so that means the junior year finishes their credits for high school, and then senior year is really a bonus year mm-hmm. where they're doing, you know, sophomore level work in college, you know, the kinds of things they do. We've had kids go to, you know, I remember one student came back from Emory and he said he was taking a history class at Emory University. And like he said, I feel like I could teach the class.
Oh, wow.
Because he said, I learned so much about, you know, world history and the Cold War, one of our specialties that we offer. And he said, I felt like, you know, the professor there was preaching mm-hmm. to me because I knew everything that he was talking about. Mm-hmm. So we feel like that rich experience that they get, especially the last 2 years, is not just high school experience, but it's really rich and valuable on the college level too.
That's amazing.
It is.
I say many days that, you know, I'm very, very blessed, very happy to be a part of what we do. I don't know that I was the student that could have done this, but I'm happy to help it along its way right now.
Well, yeah. And what do you guys do to get the word out? Do you have informational meetings? How do you go about letting the community know about this gym right there in their backyard?
We do have open house events during the school year to make sure people that can come find out everything that they want to know. So in the fall, we usually have one in October for the eighth grade group that is going to apply that year. Mm-hmm. But I've had seventh graders, sixth graders. I had a family with a kid in kindergarten and second grade come to open house.
No way. I would be
the
that
word
happy.
Is getting out. Yeah.
That people, would be me.
They want to plan ahead, which I'm good with. Makes sense, yeah. So that open house in the fall is usually pretty big. It's usually standing room only at our school when we do it. Which is a good thing for business for me, you know, mm-hmm. to make sure we've got quality kids out there. But we
and
have, you know.
That's just for the IB program.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. We have stuff associated with the school for people that mm-hmm. are interested throughout the year, too. Mm-hmm. But particular to the Magna program, it's big open house in the fall. We have website. I have, you know, promotional brochures that I hand out at churches and other middle schools, private schools, so that mm-hmm. people have a good sense of it. But, you know, I think it's become a little bit bigger. When I took over 6 years ago, we had about 250 students in the program.
Oh, that's really great.
So being over 400 now, I think more families, especially in the surrounding area mm-hmm. and throughout Cobb County, have become familiar with what we do, which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm. And what about your teacher selection process for the IB program? Is it a different type of criteria or anything as opposed to them teaching in a regular general education high school class?
Another good question, because I think part of what makes us successful is the tremendous staff that we have. Mm-hmm. I've worked in a few schools in Cobb County in my 18 years as a teacher and administrator and things, and I'm surrounded by amazing teachers at the school that I'm at. Mm-hmm. Most of them started the program in 1997.
Oh, and they're still there.
And they're still there because they're dedicated to the kind of things that we get to do, the great students and families that we have involved, and the overall school culture that they get excited about. But when we've had openings since I've been there, it's been very much a identify high-quality teachers that have taught, you know, talented students in the past and know mm-hmm. how to work with and cultivate that experience for the student. Mm-hmm. They usually have to go through some hoops to be certified as IB teachers. Mm-hmm. We ask them to get certified as gifted educators, too, okay. In the district. So they have a couple of things they have to do. But overall, we're looking for, you know, the talent that's really going to be able to work with the kids from ninth grade through 12th grade and build them up and make their experience a good one.
Awesome.
Another thing I like about the program is I think the teachers are dedicated. They also work with the not only work with the students, but also they keep the parents in the loop as well.
That was my next question.
I'll get
you.
Texts or emails or phone calls mm-hmm. when Evan's not reaching his potential, and you know mm-hmm. they bring me up to speed so I can make sure he you know gets up to speed as well. So mm-hmm. as a parent, I appreciate that also because they're looking out for the best interest of my child,
right.
basically, and making sure he gets a great education. So that's good also.
And that communication is priceless.
It's key. It's yeah. key. So there's no surprises at the end of the year when the report card come out. So mm-hmm. I appreciate that as a parent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how many kids are typically in a class together?
Like in a whole grade of a 10th grade or like individual like classrooms?
Individual classrooms.
I would say the first 2 years, 9th and 10th grade, because most of what they take is pretty standard. So everybody's basically taking the standard stuff. I'd say, you know, because of budgets and things like that with public school, we're probably right around 28 to 30
that's not a regular class. Too bad, yeah.
When they get to 11th and 12th grade, students have a few options and they choose different routes based on their interest and, and what subjects they like more. So those classes subdivide a little bit more. So they're more in the range of 20 to 25.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and I think that obviously helps when you talk about teachers giving individual feedback and knowing their students really well. The other benefit is most of our teachers will teach the students more than once while they're there in high school. So like our ninth grade English teachers also teach the 11th and 12th grade English classes in the program. So,
so they really develop that relationship.
They really see how they grow, and they really got a lot to say about them when they get to those college applications about how they've grown and what they've developed into over 4 years.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like a private school.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, that is amazing. Is there anything else you as a parent, Mr. Marlboro, you want to share about the program?
I'm just excited that it's in Smyrna. I think it's good for the community, basically, because, you know, at the end of the day, it's good schools that sell homes and, you know, attract businesses to the area. So we're glad to have Campbell and the IB program in our community, basically.
Anything else you want to share? Dan the man?
I'm just a man. I'm not the man. I really love what I do.
I can tell.
I love the program I'm associated with. I love the school that I work for. We've got a lot of great things that happen at Campbell. IB is one of them. And so I'm looking forward to, I've got roughly 12 years till I can retire. So the next 12 recruiting cycles and the next 12 classes I can bring in and be a part of are exciting for me. So I always look forward to the next opportunity, the next next year of kids that I can work with. It's been a great experience, probably the most rewarding experience I've had as a teacher in my career. And love getting the word out, love talking to people about what we do. So anybody's welcome to track me down at our school through our website, through email, through anything like that, and be happy to talk more about it anytime.
Yeah, great. Well, definitely let us know here at Business Radio X how we can help, because I don't have a child in high school, but I'm supporting this 100%. I'm sure this, if everyone sees fit, this is where my child will be, both of my children. So I'm excited about it.
That's great.
I'm glad to be a resident of Cobb County.
What Dan had mentioned is that the test scores of the IB students for Campbell is higher than Marietta, and I think higher than the state, and higher than the national average. Am I correct?
Yeah, the percentage of our students that earn the IB diploma is pretty good. We got 98% earned the diploma last year.
Awesome.
So compared to state and local and international numbers, we compare very favorably. There's even private schools in the Atlanta area that do the same thing that we do, and our scores are in good competition with them too. So we feel like, you know, the kids that come to us and spend 4 years with us, they're gonna turn out pretty darn well, for sure.
Well, that's something to be proud of.
Yeah,
definitely. As a parent too, most definitely. Yeah.
So if they want to find out more about the IB program, is there a website?
There is. There's a website. It's www.campbellib. I as in international, B as in baccalaureate. CampbellIB.org.
Okay, great. Thank you guys so much for coming on and educating myself and all of the listening audience on this amazing program.
Fantastic.
Thank
I appreciate
thanks
it.
Thanks for having us. Yes.
Thank you. So this is Lenny signing off again for the Cobb County edition of Business Radio X, where we highlight the best and the brightest in and serving Cobb County. Take care.